a podfic of Late Night Hugs, a Phineas and Ferb fanfiction written by Liger Cat and read by PodficFurry28. This podfic was created for the PNFtober prompts, prompt number 3, Teenagers. Summary. Phineas and Ferb normally respected that people want to sleep during summer nights, so hearing the sounds of possible construction in the middle of the night was somewhat alarming. End of summary. There was banging and shouting coming from the house across the street. This wasn't unprecedented, considering Isabella lived across the street from the Flynn Fletchers. This was unusual in that it was 3:35 in the morning. The last time the brothers started building in the middle of the night, it was because another planet was about to crash into the Earth. It was that thought that had Isabella scrambling out of her nice, comfy bed and dressing in the first clothes her hands happened to find. It hurt a little to think the world might be in immediate danger and they didn't alert her, but she couldn't say she hadn't been distant from them since high school started. Did they think she wouldn't come? She would. She would always come if Phineas, they, needed her. Isabella rushed out the front door, thankful her parents were such deep sleepers. As happy as her mom would be that she was going to spend time with her best friends again, she did have a curfew. Bursting through the backyard gate without any of the care she'd normally show, she stopped short. She had no idea what she was looking at. Unless they'd taken up modern art. Phineas? Isabella! She had a split second to turn before Phineas collided with her, arms wrapping around her. He lifted her, managing a half spin before he stumbled, and she couldn't stop a yelp as they both tumbled to the grass. She stared up at the teenager above her, his arms still around her, trapped underneath her. It was a position she'd daydreamed about. All it needed was him leaning down, meeting her lip, a soft whisper in her ear. I love you, Isabella. He started giggling. The moment was broken. Despite that, he did lean down, to rest his head on her shoulder. Sorry. Didn't mean to knock you over. Underneath the giggles was a slight slur to his words that sent a twinge of confused concern through her. Phineas? Are you okay? As nice as this was, in some ways, and while Phineas wasn't all that heavy, the dead weight on her chest and the awkwardness of his arms digging into her back was getting uncomfortable. Can you get up? He didn't move. Could you get up? Oh! He wiggled, seemingly trying to remove his arms from around her, but also succeeded in rubbing his body against hers in a way that made her mind blank as she gasped, Oh, do get a room. The amused voice came a moment before Phineas was forcibly pulled off of her. Brain slowly rebooting, she stared up at Ferb. Phineas twisted in his grasp, latching onto him much the same as he'd done to her. Except he failed to budge the larger teen more than an inch. Pushing herself onto her elbows, she decided to ignore the room comment. What's wrong with him? Ferb gave a small wince before glancing distastefully at the structure in the middle of the backyard. A small miscalculation. It should wear off in an hour. Turning back to his cleaning brother, he added, I hope. So the world isn't in danger? The world's in danger? Phineas sprinted away, eyes wide in alarm. Again? Ferb? We gotta... Ferb placed a hand on his shoulder, giving a small shake of his head. Oh. Phineas slowly blinked. Can I go back to hugging Isabella? Halfway onto her feet, she froze briefly. If it was anything like the last hug, her face went red. Ferb raised an eyebrow. She smells nice. And looks nice. And she's nice to hug. He lowered his voice to still loud whisper. I really like hugging her, bro. I don't get to hug her anymore. I miss her. And wasn't that a shot of guilt straight to the heart? She still had questions, but those could wait. After straightening her clothes, she held out her arms. I think I'd like another hug, too. It seemed she had a lot of them to make up for. End of story. If you enjoyed this podfic, I would really appreciate knowing. And if you enjoyed the fic, I'm sure the author would also appreciate knowing. I just dropped something. Which ties in perfectly with the fact that here at the end, there are going to be some bloopers in 3, 2, 1. Sorry, didn't mean to knock you over. Underneath the giggles was a slight slur to his words that sent a twinge. Yep. Brain slowly rebooting. I know how to say that word. Except he failed to budge the large... He failed to budge. There we go. A small miscalculation. Phineas sprung away. What? After straightening Yeah. That's the end of the bloopers and the end of the podfic. Thanks for listening. Bye.